Today we're going to talk about how to rediscover your true self after a toxic relationship. And it's not as easy as it sounds. Let's get going. We all know when we go through a relationship with a narcissistic person, a toxic person, we sort of forget who we are, right? Whether we forget because we have become numb and sort of subservient to that person on some level, or because that person has literally crushed it out of us, we forget who we are. So on the surface, that seems kind of like, well, who else are you going to be if you're not going to be yourself, right? You know, because how can you actually be anything other than you are? But from the time that we are able to talk, even before that, we are programmed to sort of fit in to whatever box someone creates for us. And when we're dealing with toxic parents and or toxic adults in our lives, we find ourselves conforming even more than the average person would need to just sort of keep them happy. We become people pleasers. We find the need to fit in. The thing is, what ends up happening is we end up suppressing who we really are. And when we come out of a situation where we have parents who are toxic, we really very often don't even know who we really are. So in order to please the people that we love or who we think love us or who do love us, we change, we bend, we move. And that's normal up to a point. It's normal up to a point, even in a healthy relationship, to sort of grow together or sort of grow around each other. I've brought this up before. Sometimes in a healthy relationship, we are the water, the stream. Sometimes we're the rock or the stone. And what I mean by that is if you've ever looked at stones near like a running body of water, they tend to be smooth. And that's because over time, the water has smoothed them out as it goes past. And so in a healthy relationship, you'll see someone who, you know, certainly is themselves, but they've also kind of smoothed with the river, or they've sometimes done the smoothing of their partner, and they sort of grow together in a healthy way. But when we're talking about a toxic relationship, it's more like, you know, the water comes along and rips the stone out of the side of the mountain and throws it down to the bottom, never to be seen again. The point is, suppressing your real self leaves you with a really unfortunate side effect, and that is number one, that you end up feeling like not a person. I remember feeling like not a person in my toxic relationships. You feel like you don't know who you are, or you're boring, or you have nothing to offer because you're trying to be something you're just not, right? So one of the things that I think is so important for us as we get past the letting go part of recovery and we start to move toward becoming the person that we really want to be is just very simply, we need to discover exactly who it is that we are and who we want to be and choose that person. We have to recognize then that the most important relationship we're ever going to have on many levels is the relationship with ourselves. Without that relationship with ourselves, then we find that it's not really that possible to have healthy relationships with anyone else because we don't know who we're presenting to that person. And we might be unintentionally presenting a false self. So if you are ready to get reacquainted with yourself and you want to know yourself on a true and deep level, you can start with the steps I'm going to share with you right now. It's going to help you discover who you really are. And the first step is to just calm down the noise in your head, quiet it down. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the voices in your head, and I don't mean actual voices, but those things in your head that tell you things like you're not good enough, you'll never amount to anything, or have you done your work yet? Have you taken your dry cleaning in? You know, did you call your kid's teacher yet? For just a few minutes a day, take the time to shut down all those voices, even the ones that you need, like, did you pay the bills yet? You need those voices, but they're constantly nagging you. They're constantly pulling at you, tugging at you. And so if you don't take the time to kind of shut those down, you're not going to be able to hear yourself above all of that. So you do that by setting up systems, simplifying your life just a little bit, by establishing enough space in your life or enough routine in your life that you can operate from a position of abundance rather than one of lack. It's about thinking about yourself in healthy ways. So practice doing that every single day. One of the things that I tell everybody is every day, think of 10 things you're grateful for and 3 things you love about yourself. And the reason I throw in the 3 things you love about yourself is especially for us who have gone through the toxic relationships, because it helps us to start to remember, oh, there are things to love about myself. Think about yourself in healthy ways. So if you catch yourself cutting yourself down, you know, reach in there and say, hey, no, we're going to be nice to me today. One of the things that I always say to myself is, nope, I now cancel that thought and replace it with this affirmation of my true divine desire. So if I find myself thinking bad things, I can cut it off and focus on what I do want rather than what I don't want. It makes a big difference. But in order to do that, you have to first know and believe that you are valuable, and that you have something real to offer the world. Since we talk to ourselves more than anyone else talks to us, or more than we talk to anyone else, I mean, if you think about it, our brains are constantly blah, 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 blah. That's a lot of talking. It's really up to you to kind of learn. This is where we talk about intentional vibration management, intentional thought management. Take the time to actually pay attention to your thoughts several times a day if you have time, at least once a day if not. And then you get used to it. It becomes a habit. And you catch yourself thinking, oh, I'm not, you know, smart enough or pretty enough or handsome enough or rich enough or whatever. And that's not really true. You can change your life by changing your thoughts. Consciously listen to how you're talking to yourself. Do this at least once a day for 10, 15, 20 minutes. Write down the things you say, whether they're healthy or unhealthy. If they're unhealthy, I want you to challenge those things. I want you to replace them with facts. For example, if you tell yourself, you never do anything right, I want you to write that down. And then I want you to draw a line down the center of the paper. And on the other side of that line, after you cross out, you never do anything right, you write down something like, you do a lot of things right. And you can even provide examples like, well, I did this right, I did that right, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I made a mistake. So if you make a mistake, okay, I made a mistake. But then you say, okay, but I'm gonna learn from it and I'm gonna do better next time. I'm gonna take this mistake as a lesson, a blessing even. Because like I told you before, the only time you ever actually lose is when you don't keep trying. You don't really fail until you stop trying, right? So get back up and keep going if you do fail. The next thing is to listen to your heart. What I mean by that really is intuition. Listen to your intuition. I know it sounds easy enough, it sounds oversimplified, but the fact is that many of us, by the time we're adults, we have been taught to, and not just taught, conditioned to turn away from our intuition and focus on whatever other people tell us are true. And this is especially true when we've gone through toxic relationships. Reconnect with yourself. Reconnect with what your intuition, what your inner self is saying, your higher self. Find out, what is it that I want? What is it that I love to do? It's easy to start thinking about your feelings instead of letting yourself feel them, especially, again, when we've gone through this. I always wanted to, and in the most painful parts of my healing, I needed to do that. I needed to step back emotionally, and I needed to be able to go, okay, here's the science behind what I'm thinking. Here's the science behind what I'm feeling. Here's the science behind what they're feeling and thinking, and so on and so forth. That comforted me, because it helped me understand that it wasn't me that was the problem necessarily, it was what I was dealing with in my relationship. Instead of asking yourself, well, what do I think about this? Ask yourself, why is this important? It's just really important to pay attention to the truth of what you're saying on the inside, the truth of what you're feeling. When your stomach feels some kind of way about someone, or you get a deep feeling of anxiety around someone or something, then maybe that's not something or someone you want to be close to. You know what I mean? But if you're around someone and you feel calm, you feel warm, you feel happy, maybe that is someone you want to get close to. What you're after here is a feeling. You want to love yourself unconditionally without limitation. You want to respect yourself. You want to appreciate yourself, right? This is opposed to being a great guy or girl, or this is opposed to getting that brand new car or buying that brand new house. You want to feel feelings toward yourself that are warm and loving, like you feel toward your closest friend or someone, you know, your child, someone you care about deeply, unconditionally. I want to say this. It's really easy to be like, this is a bunch of woo-woo BS and I'm not going to listen to this. But just try to keep your mind open, because it really makes a huge difference if you actually try it. I mean, hearing about it, whatever. But actually trying it, it'll change your life if you give it a genuine shot. Be willing to adjust those methods that you're using to hear your thoughts and feel your thoughts, right? So instead of, you know, running down the street on your way to work, eating a cheeseburger and texting somebody at the same time, you know, stop, stand still, put everything down, maybe not on the street, and take the time to actually feel what you're feeling. Think about what you're thinking. See if your thoughts are as important as you think they are. See if those thoughts are even accurate. Be careful. Try not to get yourself stuck on a certain idea or a certain goal here, because I'm not saying that you're not going to form those as you go forward. Of course, you will. And you need to. But for right now, what we're working on is opening ourselves to the possibilities, right? So you might think in your head, you know, I am supposed to be, you know, I don't know, a doctor. My mom and my dad are doctors, and everybody in my life is a doctor, and I'm supposed to be a doctor. That's what I was told. That's what I always believed. That's who I am. The truth is, getting hung up on that goal might break you, might turn you into something you're not. Because here's the thing, when you're told you're supposed to be this, that, and the other thing, and you get that stuck in your head, and then you can't be this, that, and the other thing because you're these awesome things over here instead, you're gonna drive yourself crazy and you're never gonna feel good enough. But if you let go of other people's expectations for yourself and even your own up to a point, and you think about what makes me really happy, what makes me feel really good, what would make my life amazing, and you start to be open to the possibilities that maybe you really can, you know, do some of that stuff. For example, let's just pretend I want to be a ballerina, which I don't, because that would be horrible. But let's pretend that I did, okay? And as a 5-foot-tall, 44-year-old woman who's not in ballerina shape, I would be ridiculous to think that I could be a ballerina, right? That's true. But maybe I could join a local dance group and, you know, learn how to do ballet. Or maybe I could even somehow get involved with a more, you know, a bigger dance group, and I could, I don't know, do their social media or something. You know what I mean? There are ways that you can follow your dreams no matter where you are in your life by thinking outside the box. So you want to determine not just your goals, but how satisfied you would be if you really got to the point of meeting those goals and how happy it would make you. Like if you're thinking about work, for example, and you want to find a job that's in your area of genius, let's say, the thing that feels like not work, but still allows you to get paid. If you think about that, or you think about what would happen if I didn't have to worry about money, what would I do with my time every day? You know, those types of things are really big eye openers for what you really want to make of yourself in your life. When you see that those things satisfy who you really are or might, then that's when the mask, I don't even want to call it a mask, but the, let's call it a shell that grows around us during these relationships and this type of childhood. We grow up or we come out of those relationships, we've got a shell around us that was sort of put there by someone else. And when you figure out how to make yourself feel good, how to make yourself feel like you deserve to be happy and all of that stuff, well, then that's when that shell breaks away and the true you comes shining through. It's a person you can know and love because it's you. You are that person. And when you find that self, when you find the self where you kind of step into yourself and you go, oh, this is it, this is the thing, oh, it's amazing. It's a beautiful thing. And it's waiting for you to take the time to listen so it can come out. When you accept your real self, your true self, you're going to make smarter choices. You're going to have a better life because the choices you're making are actually fitting the real you. If you're anything like me, that's what you're really looking for. Use radical acceptance. Sometimes we all have to, this is your homework, so write this down. Sometimes we all have to accept a difficult situation, even if we don't like what's happening. Today, find an opportunity to use radical acceptance. Think about the chain of events that led up to this moment. Without judging, ask yourself what your healthy responses can be to this challenging situation. I talk a lot about unconditional self-acceptance, unconditional self-love. I'm sure you've heard of radical acceptance and radical self-love, similar concepts. In this case, it's asking you to accept some situation in your life without judgment for what it is. Now, let's just say you're driving in traffic and somebody pulls out in front of you. You have two choices. You can wave them in and smile, turn up the music and get your groove on and keep going, or you can get really upset and let it ruin your whole day. You know, if you do get really upset and let it ruin your whole day, unless you like literally pull that person over and get out of the car and talk to them, which I actually know someone who does that. I would never, by the way, it's not me. But unless you actually physically connect with that other person who pulled out in front of you, which 99% of the time you won't, you're just carrying around this anger and frustration all day for no reason. So instead, accept, okay, some people, maybe that person's in a hurry, maybe whatever. Let go the need to be angry and upset at that person. Just accept it without judgment and move forward. Maybe even be grateful that you didn't get in a car accident in that moment. Something to think about. It's a crushing process going through the relationship and the relationship ending. And I'm not sure what part you're in, but I know how it feels to be broken. So I'll tell you this. There's nothing I can say in 1 second that's going to give you the comfort that you need. But I will tell you that you're not alone. And I will tell you that over time, you can become less and less broken. And also, there's this quote, and it says something about you're more beautiful in the broken places. My point is, it gets better. You feel better. You feel healthier. You feel more yourself every single day. It's a one step at a time process, and it's not enjoyable at the beginning. But by the time you get to the end or the middle, it can start to be better. You find more people who understand, and this is what the Spanily here is all about, is understanding and supporting each other. Same thing over on our Facebook group and our off Facebook groups. Start by taking care of yourself. Start listening to yourself again, to your intuition. You've been taught and conditioned to not do that. And so if you're able to sort of let go of what everyone told you you're supposed to be and let go of the need to please other people quite so much and focus on what really would make you happy by listening to your intuition, feeling your intuition, constantly being aware of how you feel and what you're thinking and managing those things in order to move yourself in the right direction. It can really help. And trusting your judgment comes with learning to, number one, listen to your intuition, and then looking back at times when you did and seeing how well things worked out, and then looking back at times when you didn't and seeing how well things worked out. For example, when I was about to marry my ex-husband, I swear to you, my brain was screaming, run! And I stood there and did it anyway because I thought it was just cold feet. It wasn't cold feet, I know that now. And here's the next step. You start to learn to trust yourself again. You start to learn to figure out, who am I? Maybe you do a project. Maybe you want to redecorate a room in your house or start something new. Learn how to knit or something, you know, something that you don't know how to do already. Or even better, indulge in a passion you have or had but haven't been able to indulge in because of the narcissist. Like I was talking about painting the other day for me, something I love to do, but something that I was kind of pushed away from for a while. You are important. Your feelings, your heart, your head, all of that is truly important. And if you don't take time to resolve that stuff, you're just going to re-injure yourself, so to speak. It's okay if you're stuck for now, but getting unstuck sometimes is a matter of one baby step at a time. Let's just say that you're struggling to keep up on your housework, okay? Well, if that's the case, then when you're ready to start moving forward, take a minute and go, okay, well, what is the easiest thing I could do in this whole place to make it a little cleaner, right? I like to look at a table, and you know, you'll find a table or a surface, and you'll see that table or surface is cluttered up. Well, then I'll think to myself, well, that'll only take me about 2 minutes. So I'm gonna go over there and real quick clean up that space. And once you've cleaned up that one space, sit down and take a look at it and see how you feel. And then, I don't know, make your bed. Making your bed is usually pretty easy unless you have like piles and piles of stuff on it. But if it doesn't have piles of stuff, make your bed, put some pretty pillows up there. Take a step back and look at it. What happens when you do little tiny bitty baby steps like that is that you see it, it feels good to you. Like, and then you say you walk out of your bedroom and the next time you come through, because I don't know about you, but I go through my bedroom to get to my personal bathroom, and it's right off my bedroom. And so in order to go to the bathroom, I have to walk through my bedroom. So if I haven't made my bed, which I do every day now, but if I hadn't made my bed in the past and I would walk through and see my bed made, I would feel, oh, that feels so good. So, you know, little things like that can help you. And then once you see a little tiny bit of improvement, well, you can decide to stop right there if you want. But if you're like me and like a lot of other people, you know, you're a body in motion at that point. You're doing something, you've done something, and now you're like, oh, that one looks so good. That table looks so good, or that space looks so good. I'm going to take one more step. You know what I mean? So it's baby stepping and giving yourself permission to stop if you need to. That's how you kind of start to get unstuck.
Question of the day. Do you feel the need to find yourself after a toxic relationship, or have you already done so?
Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you here and here. And while you're at it, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.